You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Mediumship Uncovered. This is Donna Young, the medium from Outback Australia. So, well, that's where I am today. So, in a little town just outside of Cootamundra. So, welcome. Okay, so those of you who don't know me, I've been seeing spirits since I was 4 years old. I didn't know the difference between the living and people who'd passed when I was younger. These days, I understand things a little bit better and I help other people who are struggling. I actually get sent people from psychiatrists all over the world to be able to assist them with mental health and all different areas. So with what we do and being able to see spirit, there's a very fine line between mental health and mediumship, and not only mediumship, but just being an empath and feeling energy. And some strange things can happen to you and you just don't understand it. And I kind of dedicate my life to assist people to be able to have that understanding. So that's why I invented Spirit Club, which is a group. You can come and learn, you can come and collaborate with other people in the industry. I help you get out there if I think that that's what your journey is meant to be. Everything that I do in those classes are communicated by spirit, like I do with my readings. So I speak with your guides, I speak with my guides. They just tell me everything that I need to know to be able to assist you with stepping aside from your ego and to be able to make that better connection and to understand yourself and to know who you are. So if you ever want to join me, you can look me up. You can look up Spirit Club on mediumdonnayoung.com. Look up Spirit Club up the top. I'm also going to be on the new spiritual website that's coming out. It's the first in the world where it's everything spiritual, and it's called Magic Gift. So I've got someone come in today. So Kathy from California, USA. Hi, how there. Are you?
I'm fine. How are you,
love? I'm good. I'm good. I'm okay. Welcome.
Thanks.
That's good. Okay. So we've only got a few minutes. So okay. I'll try and cover as much as I can for you.
Okay.
And if there's someone in particular that you really want to hear from, you can ask as well. So I'm straight away getting a lady coming through for you, and I feel like she was like a mother figure but not your mum. Does that make sense? And do you have a mother-in-law on the other side?
I don't. No.
Okay, because she's talking about your, have you had a relationship come to an end?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay, so are you married?
I'm not.
Okay, because she's talking about, I'm just asking her what she's talking about. So, okay, now, were you in a relationship about 12 months ago?
No, no.
Okay.
I've been in a relationship, but it, oh man, that was like maybe 20 years back.
Okay. Because she's talking about, so this lady's talking about the man that you were with before. And was there meant to be a marriage with this relationship?
Oh, no, we never met. It was just an online relationship.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm trying to understand what she's talking about. So I feel like this may be in the future. Okay. And she's talking about where there's love coming in the next 12 months, but you need to be available for this. This is a lady who's coming through for the person that you're going to meet. How weird. I've never had that before. And she's talking about where you need to make yourself. She's talking, and I feel like this person you may even know, either from a past life or where you've known this person before, where you've grown up. So they're talking about, are you actually going back home or going back to a place where you used to live?
No.
Okay, because they're showing me something to do with linked with the place where you used to come from. Okay, I've just got to give you all this information because that's just what they're wanting you to me to tell you. I'm also getting a father coming through from the other side also. Okay, and this man is linked with, he's talking about being around your mum, if that makes sense. He's saying I'm with mum, and he's talking about where he loves you dearly. He loves you dearly. They're both there together. They want you to know that they're there together. Was there a separation between the two of them before they passed?
Yes, they were separated for a long time.
Yeah, because they're saying, because Dad's saying she didn't like me very much.
she had mixed feelings about him, but I know she loved him.
he's just having a little bit of a giggle, but he loves her dearly, and they're both there together. And they just want you to know that they're okay. So I'm going to ask them about this person that who just comes through randomly telling me about this love. And they're talking about haven't made yourself. No, a lot of the time they won't give me the name, love, of who you're going to meet, because the thing is it might interfere with you how you meet them, especially if you meet them online where – you know, no one puts their real name online, so you might not see that name. They might have a different name to what I told you, and then you'll swipe past or whatever happens, and then you'll not take it on board. Does that make sense? You'll miss them. So Spirit will never allow me to interfere with that. But they're talking about where – have you isolated yourself? It's almost like you've isolated yourself over the last few years, and where you've done some really deep finding who you are. Does that make sense? And I actually feel like you're in a good place to meet the right person now. And they're showing, does that make sense? And your mother's telling me that she's going to send, and this mother is telling me that she's going to send you the right kind of love. Okay. And where
does she know what's going on with me?
And is this to do with your health?
Yes.
Yeah, because she's talking about things are starting to become better with your health as well. Is there problems with mobility as well?
There is. I broke my hip.
Yeah, because she's talking about And is there problems with the bone density?
Yeah, yeah. And I was recently diagnosed with stage 4 uterine cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's stable at the moment. Is that right?
Hopefully it would be when I start to get the chemo.
Yeah, because they're talking about things becoming stable as well. Mm-hmm. And she's talking about where I'm actually seeing this person coming in, and I feel like you may actually meet them. It's almost like you're kind of on your own at the moment, and I feel like mm-hmm. this person coming in, and it's like a really safe place, and where this person mm-hmm. wants to look after you and wants to go through your journey with you. And they're saying, don't push this person away, okay? Because sometimes we're sent earth angels to come in at the right time to be able to look after us, no matter what we're going through. And they just want you to embrace this with this person that's coming in, okay? But I do feel like things are going to stabilize. They're around you. They're supporting you, okay? And you feel them around you. You know that they're there, okay? I've had cancer 3 times, love, and I'm still here, and I'm actually cancer-free, okay? So stay positive. It's all about staying positive with cancer and really it's almost like not even focusing on it. Not even feeling like it exists, just getting the treatment done, getting what you need done, but really staying positive through the whole thing, okay? I send you so much love, and know that your parents are around you all the time. I also get a grandmother that's around you to do with mum's side of the family, okay?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
It was lovely to meet you, Kathy.
You too, and thank you so much for the reading. Yeah.
That's okay. It's really positive. That's okay. That's okay. And just know you're going to be okay. So just trust, okay? Trust and it's all about having that positive mind, okay, love? All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sending you
so much love. Okay.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, everyone. So I just want to talk a little bit about my history. I think I started talking about it last week or the week before, and I have had last stages of cancer a few times in my life. But one of my main experiences when I was at the age of 16 years old, and I had last stages of cancer. I had Hodgkin's lymphoma in the last stages, and I had a blood clot in the main artery in my brain. Through that time, I spent a lot of time on the other side, learning about everything, learning about the process of life, and just know that spirit always looks after us, and if we ever experience too much pain, they take us on the other side and they always look after us. So I'll try and tell you a little bit more about this next week, but have a great week, everyone. It was lovely to see you again. You can book in a reading with me at mediumdonnayoung.com, and you look out for that new website that's coming up. It's called Magic Gift, M-A-J-I-K gift.com. It's launching any day now, and it will be like top readers from all over the world. You can join classes, groups, seminars, absolutely everything.